Everybody, welcome to Players Podcast. I'm Carl Sodella. With me back is Jason Cross.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't be here last week.
You were doing what last week? Make up a fantastical story.
Oh, I was windsurfing with supermodels.
Weird.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, that's what I do sometimes.
When you're not in the podcast.
Is that on your hobby list?
Well, it's kind
of a
job.
Should be on a bucket list, actually.
I'm like really good, so it's kind of a job.
It's your LinkedIn.
That's why I couldn't be here. Yeah. Okay.
Also, the other voice is Alice Kuchilova.
Hey, how's it going?
Which I could call your new nickname, but I won't.
You could. I have to wait for my cop show. Or...
Yeah.
I called him the Cooch.
Right.
Here
as
in the
short
office.
Kuchilova, yeah.
And it made sense.
Yep.
But then I found out his dad
my
is actually...
My dad is actually a cop, and that was his nickname all through his career.
He is already the Cooch. You can't be the
Cooch. I can't be the legacy. I can't live up to it.
Yeah,
it just
fantastic.
Sounds so good rolling off the tongue there.
It really does. And then we thought it has to be a cop show.
Yeah.
With, what was it? You had it...
A Canine and the Cooch. Or Cooch and the Canine.
Yeah, Cooch and the Canine, because he was a canine officer for a while.
Yeah, my dad was a canine officer for a long time.
Right, so Cooch and the Canine, I would watch that show.
Yeah.
That's
it also sounds like a morning like talk show, too. Like,
right.
Cooch and the
Canine. Like a wacky one.
Also sounds like maybe a bad video you shouldn't see.
It also sounds uncomfortable.
It's a lot of things.
We'll leave it alone.
I'd like to be very open.
We're going to talk about two main things today. We're going to talk about Star Trek, Into Darkness.
Yep.
Which Jason and I both have saw. Alex Kuch or the Kuch.
I'm down for the spoilers, guys.
Is okay with spoilers.
I have a horrible memory, and so by the time I see
you'll forget it,
it's a ride. It's fun anyway, if you know what's going to happen.
It doesn't even matter if we tell you. And we won't go into super details.
Oh, I was going to quote the whole thing.
Were you?
He's got the script right in front of him.
Also, we're just going to talk about the fact that finales are happening for the television shows and some stuff like that. So first, let's just talk about Star Trek. I will start and say... just blown away by this movie. And I don't want to put the hype train too much on Alex Kuchilova here.
Choo-choo.
I mean, the first one, what's the name of the first one? Or the remake?
Was it
Star Trek?
Just Star Trek?
Did it have a subtitle?
The J.J. Abrams new
movie. It wasn't The Motion Picture, because that was the old original. But
that one was good.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's very, very good.
Yes.
But this one is, in my opinion, better and just more of a fully formed movie.
Yeah, they don't have to do any setup on the characters.
No, you're just right into it. And it's like a television show or the television show or some of the movies where you go right into the action. You're on a weird planet.
It was like a Bond movie
Bam.
Where they have an action scene before the title card. They have like this cold open like lead action scene that later on factors into something. But you're just like,
what is this?
What is this?
I love
what's
those
going
aliens,
on? And
by the
it
way.
Could have been anything.
Yeah.
Like that action scene didn't even really factor into the rest of the plot, except that they get yelled at for breaking the rules.
It's like an episode, like a television episode.
Yeah.
Like, that's what 1 week they went to that planet.
Yeah.
You know, and met the weird aliens that were there.
It's kind of like a one-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a little one-off.
So, in general, though, I mean, just the whole time, me and my girlfriend both, like, mouth agape, like, just really, like, you
did
called
you
it a
it
ride.
3D?
I didn't see it in 3D.
Okay.
We kind of did that on purpose. A lot of times when things aren't shot in 3D, I kind of go for that, for the color and the bright.
Yeah, I don't like
this is a beautifully vibrant, awesome-looking film.
Yeah, I don't like all the dimness you get from
the
3D.
Glasses.
But I saw it in 3D. I saw it, we actually got invited to go see it at Dolby Labs, where they do their...
Oh, yeah.
They have a little screening room where they do some test stuff and everything. So it's like a little theater, but it's in Dolby Atmos, and so all the sound's perfect there. And, of course, it's in their Dolby 3D, because, they have to do it that way.
You got the
works. Yeah, it was actually really nice, and, of course, it sounded awesome, like it's going to sound bad at Dolby's Labs, right? but... The 3D wasn't bad. They're getting better at this post 3D conversion process stuff. And God, the credits for 3D conversion is as long as the damn movie sometimes.
Yeah, I know, right?
But it wasn't too bad. There wasn't a lot of this crosstalk where I didn't know where to focus.
Yeah.
That's what happens a lot. And it wasn't too dim, but then again, this was kind of a smaller theater where we were all closer to the screen, so maybe that helps.
Also we heard it in 4K. I don't know if that matters. That they're doing that now in some theaters, like 4K sound. It was really impressive.
What is 4K sound?
I have no idea, but
I don't
it's sounding really
means.
Good.
It's weird.
I know.
Usually 4K, you hear the resolution.
Is it 4K the resolution?
Yeah, 4K is resolution. Like, that's a video.
That's
thing.
Like the that's what like, CES was all about.
Oh,
yeah, that's
right.
Like, that's like a high-res digital
I
thing.
Looked,
but most of it are 4K.
Visually, it looked the same.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways, it sounded really good, too. But
our human eyes are too inferior to notice those
things. If you can hear it in Atmos somewhere, it's really great. Atmos is like has speakers overhead. And it's not about channels. Sounds don't pan between channels. They attach, every sound is an object, and they attach where it is in 3D space in the theater and move it.
Wow. Fancy.
So then no matter how many speakers you have, there's, you know, you can have an array of speakers and they can individually address every speaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And overhead speakers so they can make sounds like literally move around the theater.
Yeah.
More than they could like in 7.1 or whatever.
Incidentally, side note, I have one of those JBL speakers now. Just the one speaker in the front. It's so
good. Oh, the soundbar?
It's like a soundbar.
Soundbars are great.
I've been looking at getting one of those.
SW400 or something. It's really good.
They're getting a lot better, the soundbars.
I mean,
get one with Bluetooth.
It has it, yeah. It does have Bluetooth.
Because then you can just go from your phone.
Yep.
That's cool.
It's amazing. I'll put the name of that soundbar in the show notes because it's so good. I want to give it a pimp.
Yeah.
Anyways, in general, yeah, I just really was. I love this movie.
I had one gripe about the movie, and that is that its pace was so high all the time that it never lets you catch your breath. Like, I wanted just one little scene that was like a. Just exposition, regular acting.
Just a conversation, man.
A friggin' conversation.
Well, like, they have the bar scene.
But that gets right into action like very, very quickly.
Right after. And then they have the sad scene, which we won't say what that is, but there's a sad scene.
There's a sad scene, and that's good. And I love the flip. They flipped from the old Wrath of Khan movie on that, so that was really great.
Yeah.
They flipped the characters. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, nerd alert. Khan, and nerd alert, nerd spoiler, Khan is in this movie.
Yeah, that's. I think people probably know by now.
Okay.
They kind of tried to keep it under wraps, but yeah, Benedict
Cumberbatch. Played by the brilliant guy who played the British, or the UK version of the Sherlock.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch, who's got the most British name.
I love that name.
He's so good.
He is really good. He's great as Khan. That was the longest, like, sort of dramatic scene, is the one where he explains, like, about his family getting, you know, whatever, when he's in the prison. Like, everything else... There'd be this great scene where they're on the stolen shuttle thing going in again, and Spock and Uhura are arguing about him not feeling and stuff like that.
Love that,
that was an awesome scene, but just as it starts to get good and you're like, this is really funny.
No, action.
They're under attack, action scene. They finally land. She's going to like talk to Klingons. You're like, oh, this is going to be a tense Klingon. Nope. Firefight.
Action scene.
Yeah.
On the positive aspect of that, though, they did do really good pacing with comedy. Like, you know, a really good film where it's like where you have enough tense moments, like, oh my goodness, this is really dire. And then wait, a little bit of funny.
Yeah,
that's a great.
They're running around.
That's hard
he's
to
like
do.
The enemy is my friend. And he's like a saying attributed to an Arabic guy who was hung in by his own people. And
he's like, it just works right
Spock
now. Shut
and,
up.
Yeah, Spock and Kirk had great banter.
Yeah, in just
movie.
In general, I think the whole thing, just like you said, it was a ride. I generally don't like movies that are just like I'm going on a ride. I don't know why. I like a little bit more deeper.
I could have
done this one.
With,
I was like, I'm on the ride.
I could have done with one less action scene and instead just have some dramatic tension to fill that space.
But that being said, phenomenal.
But it was, really
I think
good.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm using that word.
Well,
I like that very often.
I like that. That's
what are you most excited about? You're interested in the whole reboot of the series, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I love
any
the
problems
first one.
With it?
No, I love the casting. The casting has always been really good.
Yeah.
And that alternate reality kind of like take on it, and the fact that like there's still another Spock.
Like I'm super excited for J.J. Abrams has done a really good job with all these, you know, cult, classic, you know, sci-fi stuff. So I'm really excited for the Star Wars too.
This makes me feel better about it wasn't a one hit. Like oh, he did a good job of Star Trek, but no, he did now twice. He made a Star Trek movie that was like really solid, true to the fans, true to what it's
about.
Yeah, just and also a big blockbuster entertainment, but and not dumb.
Right.
And everything. There's a lot of things where a lesser movie would have made like an obvious logical mistake, and they kept it. Like a great example, and this is a little spoiler. I'm sorry, I'm going to be a little spoiler here. That thing where she's going to her dad over the thing. Like if you're going to blow up the Enterprise, you have to do it with me on board. And you know that's one of those things where later after the movie, you're like, why didn't he just beam her on the board? So he does. He just goes, no, I don't, and he just beams her on board.
Yeah, the things you know? That you think that should happen just happen then. You know,
right. Yeah. So they didn't make a lot of sort of logical continuity error type things like that. They made a lot of things make sense.
I think when I was leaving the movie, I was telling my girlfriend, like, it made me feel a little bit like if I was a kid watching Star Wars for the first time. Like, I was like, whoa, worlds and characters and things and action and a little bit of funny, because I remember that feeling that with Star Wars.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wait a minute. Oh, Star Wars. He's going to be doing that.
Yeah,
like, that's
doing
perfect.
That's
perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Just hope there's a good script for that.
Yeah, I know that doesn't matters.
So I also liked some other little touches I liked where they did things like they had their own sort of theme music and everything. But there was at the end when they go set off on their 5-year mission and he does the Captain's segue. Creed stuff like that. It's a great segue. It makes you feel like, oh, are they going to do a TV show like with these guys?
It was about to go to the TV show.
Yeah, which is a great sort of way to their sort of epilogue or whatever. But it starts to transition into the old Star Trek music from the old show at that point. And so little things like that I thought they did a really cool job.
Spoiler again. But
yeah, we're going to spoiler all over the place. I'm not even playing the sound because it's all...
They put a Tribble in there.
Yeah. As soon as
that
happened...
That is super cool.
I'm not going to spoil this, but as soon as I saw the Tribble and they said, this Tribble's dead, I'm like, I knew exactly what was going to happen later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we knew, yeah. Well, the very beginning, it kind of sets that all up.
Is there kind of a hint at maybe another movie, or is it going to maybe... Is it just done?
It's a hint. Like you said, like there's going to be a television show. I mean, yeah, it really feels like it's about to go...
It feels like it sets into the TV show.
Like the original one? Like
the original. The five-year mission to explore strange new
worlds. Do you think they'll end up rebooting that?
There's been talk, but these... I think Zachary Quinto and Chris Pine said they're signed on for one more movie.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's. I don't think it's in pre-production or anything, but they're contracted for one more.
At some point in the movie, there was someone. Scotty was flying somewhere, and he had to go find out about something. Right, and he got to this like squarish looking ship, and I was like, the Borg? Oh my goodness, the Borg! Oh my goodness! And no, it wasn't. But I was like, that could be a great next movie.
Yeah,
the Borg.
It's off time from the original. Other universe. But
I know, but
maybe they're just out there.
They're just, it doesn't even matter. They're rebooting everything. Just put them out there. All right, so yeah, thumbs up. Go see it.
I'm excited to go see it.
Especially if you're a Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
And there's some sort of special right now where you get the Blu-ray and you get some sort of phaser, or you pre-order the Blu-ray, you get a phaser or something.
Already pre-ordered?
Huh.
I think I saw that. Anyways. Let's talk about finales. There's some finales happening on the televisions.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like
Everything's ending.
So Office ended for good, like the final Office. Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
I think it's
you
on...
You cried?
I didn't cry, but
it's
on, it was very sad.
It's on Hulu and stuff. It was really interesting. They did a really interesting spin on it. Instead of just having the last episode starts with a documentary they've been filming for 9 years, like that's the hook of The Office. That's why it's real cameras or whatever. They're filming a documentary, and it started airing this season. The hook for the last episode is it's like a year later. Or is it two?
It's 1 year.
It's a year later, and they're going back to shoot bonus footage for the DVD. And so they've skipped ahead to Dwight's office manager, and he's getting married. You know, they just jumped all the way ahead to Dwight's wedding like a year later.
It was crazy, all the changes that happened in that 1 year, you know, people getting fired or leaving or retiring, a lot of stuff, you know, just in that like...
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy
changes.
Two-second
gap, you're like, wow, the entire office has changed for at least this last episode.
Yeah.
Just like,
I want to see that documentary, though, just even with the British one, too. Imagine, like, actually watching...
Yeah, whatever they came up with.
A nightmare PBS documentary.
So that was really good and clever, and they had the way they folded Michael Scott back in just for his appearance, because you know he's got to make an appearance
super
in the last
one. Super short cameo, but...
Short, but perfect.
It was,
Like, his line was...
Yeah, that was...
There could have been no other thing.
I haven't seen it.
So they ended... They did a really good job ending that, I think.
Yeah. Like,
that was a well-planned, neatly wrapped up, funny and a little bit touching and all that stuff.
I was a little bummed, but when Dwight started becoming the office manager, the show got really good, at least those last two or three episodes. I'm like, I would want to really watch the show now, like a spinoff or something. But
yeah, so that's the question. Is there going to be a spinoff?
I heard he was in talks to get like a Shroop Farm spinoff, but that got axed, I guess.
I'd watch that.
Another finale that happened was SNL.
Yeah,
and
last
that's the
episode,
one that we watched. And a couple things about that I liked. One, it's so frustrating to watch SNL. And I have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, I know.
I do comedy. I love comedy. I love them. I've been watching them since I was a kid. But then you're like, really? Like four segments that are just terrible?
What were you thinking?
You know, what were you thinking? Why did this get to
How
past
did this
dress
get
rehearsal?
Yeah, like, how did this
how
get
did this get past
like,
dress?
Yeah, no, what were the ones they cut? God.
Yeah. So, but with that, I think the Kanye performances were awesome. I can't believe them. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and watch, probably on Hulu, they have the separate clips or something. But
thank God for those Hulu separate clips.
Oh, I know, right?
You have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But he made like a statement. Like his new album, he did two songs from it. It just felt epic. It felt like not like, oh, I'm Kanye doing like bling bling. It seemed like a message. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then besides that, we were talking about how the send-off, because Bill Hader's leaving this year, and Sudeikis isn't leaving, but it seemed like Fred was leaving.
Yeah,
even though I don't think he is.
No, I think he is. Like,
oh, okay.
So I was reading about this, and it's like because they were hugging and waving goodbye at the end and stuff like that. Yeah. So he hasn't formally announced, but he basically said goodbye at the show. He has a little goodbye like skit where he played the punk rocker.
He did the punk rocker skit, and then also Bill Hader had a great skit, which you should definitely go on Hulu and look.
Yeah.
Basically, he did the Stefan character one last time.
It's like the favorite character.
But then they did like a mini movie, which I won't even ruin for you.
We got to tell him a little bit about it.
Well, it's awesome. Go watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it anyways because it's hilarious. But Stefan gets mad and storms out of the Weekend Update, and Myers chases him to where he's getting married, and it's the typical running and yell at the altar. But he's marrying Anderson Cooper, and all the people in the audience are all the people that he's always mentioned in all of
those
things.
Crazy weird stuff.
Crazy things like Alf in a trench coat and like the hobo cops, like homeless
greased
robo cops,
up midgets that run around.
There's definitely midgets there.
There's about 10
people.
And DJ Baby Bok Choy and stuff like all of that stuff is in there, and that it was a big like film scene, and then they come running back in. So that was his goodbye thing.
Yeah, and it was definitely just like Kristen Wiig. There was a couple moments in that
and kind
thing
of Myers, because Myers
teary.
Is gone too.
Yeah,
Myers is going to do the Jimmy Fallon show. Which
he's
going
to do Late Show. Yeah, which they're moving to New York. Yeah, and then he's going to do Late Show. So that's like three heavy hitters.
Yeah, a lot of mix-up
there.
They have a lot of work this summer
but
to find somebody.
I'll tell you what, though. That girl, and I can't think of her name, and she'll kill me if she ever heard this podcast, but she probably won't. there's a girl on the new cast, though. She's so good.
I know who
she's the blonde, which doesn't really maybe help. She played the little when they did that 20 sketch, she was at the little, little Orphan Annie kind of character.
Yeah, what's her name?
Anyways.
She also does the her character that she's known for on the news is the drunk girl that you didn't want to
start
a
conversation
with. No.
She's good, but there's another girl.
Okay.
She's getting better, too. But anyways, there's a couple
the two of them
people in there that
pretty
are
good. But Seth Myers was the lead writer.
Head writer,
sure.
Right.
So that's who's going to be the new.
I think it's okay. I tell you what, I've been doing like this stuff for a little bit.
Yeah.
And
no, there's a big room full of writers.
Well, there's a big room full of writers. But more importantly, when you do a lot of stuff, you get kind of burnout.
And
sometimes you need another person to come in because he's been doing everything. He's head writer. Yeah, he has other writers on
his
staff.
He gets stuck in a rut.
But he's working on the Weekend Update.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing by itself.
That's usually the head writer's desk.
Yeah, and then you have all those other projects, and he can't even
like
touch
TFA.
All of them. So I think it's going to be a good shakeup for them writing-wise.
It's kind of like a fresh reboot of – I mean, there's so many new people on there, at least one or two season people.
Yeah, that's the
gonna
thing.
Start out
so there's
going to
next year there's going to be all those people. There's probably going to be a handful of new, like never seen before people. But we don't know who's going to have the news desk or anything.
They didn't
really hand it off.
Amy Poehler came back for news desk. Mm-hmm. Spoiler
to do really
saw that.
And I'm like, is she going to do the news now? Because she read some stories, and I was like,
that would be so awesome.
I know you're really busy, Amy, but that'd be kind of cool. I love John Mulaney. And I don't know if he could actually step up in that role because he's different than – he's more of a stand-up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Mulaney is a brilliant writer and comic, so it would be really fun to see him have more of a role.
And then Jason Sudeikis is the next longest person there.
He might go soon.
So
he was talking about going with Kristen Wiig, actually, last year.
Yeah, so he's not going to be around that much longer, but maybe if he's head writer and has the news desk, then that keeps him around longer.
To stay.
Who knows?
We'll see. Also, other finales.
Interesting stuff.
It's worth watching.
You're right. They had a bunch of bad skits, but they had a couple really good ones.
They did, yeah.
Like Xanax for gay weddings was hilarious.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
And other?
My favorite will always be the Californians. I mean, at least the contemporary.
I
love it when Kristen did it last week. So what are the finale? Well, Game of Thrones has two more episodes.
Yep.
Community.
Bates Motel is tonight. Well, we're filming this on Monday.
Wait, is Community? Did they have theirs or it's coming up?
Finale. Finale is up on Hulu already.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Oh. Well, it was like, you know how they always end in a paintball?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a take on that, but it's super sci-fi.
Oh, no, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people talked about how great a finale that was, and I didn't think it was that.
It wasn't as strong as the paintball ones.
No.
I love the paintball ones, but.
Yeah, that one was good.
It just seemed a little shoehorned in, and it was kind of weird. But the whole season was kind of a little off kilter. I'm hoping they actually got approved for next year.
I know, yeah.
So they're coming back next year.
Oh, are they? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So hopefully next year
still without Dan
strong.
Harmon, I don't
still
know.
Still without, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm hoping maybe a little bit more security now and
have some good fans.
I've talked about Elementary on the show before, but you guys haven't watched. But
I know someone else.
But
told
that
me
just had its
that.
Season finale, and they introduced Moriarty, And in a very interesting twist from the way they usually do it in Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Okay.
So, and it's an extra long episode, too. It's like a super long one. So
I'll have to watch like the whole season and then that because I've never watched
it. Yeah, go back and watch it all on. I don't know if it's all on Hulu Plus. No, wait, it's CBS. So it's your.
You have to go to CBS.com.
Don't worry. Don't worry. You know
and
what?
Then you only get a few, and then
I'll get it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll get it. I have a guy.
Super annoying.
His name is Johnny.
Keep it on.
Johnny Trenchcoat. Johnny Trenchcoat. And he's got internet videos for me, and I talk to him, and he works it out.
Does he have a trench coat with internet videos in him?
It's actually just Wi-Fi in there.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's all Wi-Fi and wires. Also, Bates Motel. I'm split decision on this because the very beginning. You guys ever watched it?
No, I still haven't seen it.
I've heard about it. A lot
the pilot is just like chilling and awesome, and that the guy who plays Norman Bates is amazing, and the mother is great. But at the same time, now it's almost like. She's the mother is kind of like a caricature of herself. I can never say caricature.
That's hard to say.
And it's just kind of like it's just all over the place now. So I'm really like, oh, who done it? And this person and that person might die. And this person's going to shoot this person. I'm like, is this Dallas? You know. So it's a little soap opera-y or something happening at times. But it's still worth watching. I mean, the performances are amazing. So
my question is, now that, I mean, a lot of shows are having their series or season finales, there's always, like, mid-season replacements. And those sometimes are the best shows because that's where they're a little daring and stuff. And they, you know, you get the shows that they wouldn't have greenlit, but that's because they're too creative for mainstream audiences and stuff. So are there any great mid-season replacements that you,
Carlos.
I have one.
Yes.
It's going to take place this summer. It's a cartoon show called ADHD.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of ads for that.
Yeah. And I'm really, really excited about that.
And what network is
peculiar.
That on? I saw the thing.
It's not MTV, though, is it?
No. It's
Cartoon Network?
It might be Cartoon Network.
It's one of those Viacom stations.
Yeah, nice.
That they all cross-ad to each other.
It looks way interesting.
Looks really weird.
It reminds me of like Adult Swim or something.
Adult Swim or Liquid TV or MTV, like those weird MTV stuff.
We talked about Wilford. Wilford's coming to FX this fall.
Yeah.
I mean, this summer.
Okay. Wilford, ADHD.
They're starting up The Newsroom on HBO in July.
Oh, that's right.
I think. They're coming back with a second season of that, which is good. That'll hold me over till Boardwalk Empire.
Which we saw previous for that last night, too, and we forgot to go back
But that's not until the
that.
Fall. That's so far from now. You got plenty of time to watch like all two or three seasons.
I've been watching Veep.
Veep?
I kind of put it off for the beginning.
Yeah.
Then I went back. The writing's so good.
Okay.
So I recommend that. And I think the finale of that is
I've heard that was
soon.
Good. Like funny and kind of off the wall. I don't know. I love
it's like take West Wing but then put like Seinfeld because and then also just in general like just good writing in a sitcom. So
and Arrested Development's coming like in a week and change or something.
Yeah.
But they're you'll have them all and you'll
That'll
blow through them
in
all
24
in a week.
Hours, yeah.
So
I'll be done.
That's not really going to hold me all summer.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do probably at some point cuz my girlfriend has not seen VSG, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good,
so
that's
could
a
be
good
a
chunk of change.
Chunk of time in
see,
the middle.
See, I don't need to. I don't feel like I need to watch the whole thing, but you have got to at least watch the miniseries that started the.
Oh, yeah.
Those four.
That
was
stands
epic.
Alone.
That stands alone, and it's epic, and it's awesome.
That's all you need to actually bring someone into the show because they'll be hooked once they see that.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. So that's some of the stuff. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, Xbox. The new Xbox came out. We know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's called Xbox Fusion. It's going to be $199.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah, only $199. It comes with 5 games.
Wow.
That's right.
One of them is a Simpsons game.
It gives you free internet.
Free internet forever.
Yeah.
You get a .com as well.
Halo 8. I don't know what happened to the other Halos.
No, but Halo
8. They're skipping right to 8.
Skipping right to 8. You get email, too.
Yeah.
You're on whatever email.
It has this new thing where it's like Kinect, except you play with a controller, but there's no controller. You just move your fingers in front of your hand.
I like that.
And it's like,
we
got to
test
really
play that. I thought it worked pretty well.
Yeah, I was really amazed at
the new Simpsons game that's coming out for that.
Yep.
That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of features.
So that's just some of the
stuff.
How are
they going to fit that on the box?
I don't know. But that should be, by the way, the name of our podcast for SEO because that's all real stuff
that
we just
said. Xbox
review. Yeah, we
revealed
all of it.
Exclusive.
Yeah. In reality, we're recording this just before the
announcement tomorrow.
Damn
you, time.
So
I know.
We'll know all about it then.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be called Xbox Fusion.
I think so because
Infinity. Isn't it supposed to be Infinity?
Well, go ahead, James.
The Infinity thing. This was like... one publication said, seriously, guys, we have inside info that it's called Infinity.
Oh, no.
And then somebody on Reddit made a logo that looks really good.
Yeah.
And looks really real. But they just went, like, why is everybody publishing this? I just made up a logo. I'm not affiliated with them. I didn't make. So that's just a made up logo.
Oh. And a made up name. Just one guy was like, hey, it's probably this. I don't know.
And then
it sounds
good. So there's one UK publication that says they have said they had information that, but Microsoft like registered a whole bunch of domains for xboxfusion.com, .uk, all these other things, and they all forward to the Xbox site.
Okay.
Whereas they have all these other Xbox domains like Xbox 8 and all this that they've made for years, and they just make Bing searches for those things. They're not, but these forward to the Xbox site, so that makes me think it's either called Xbox Fusion or Xbox Fusion is at least a service,
kind of service
or something.
New thing.
There's a new thing. So,
and a Kinect 2, it'll probably come out with Kinect 2.
Yeah, it'll probably come with it. You can't get it without it, I bet, this time.
And then
which is a smart move, because as much as we kind of hate Kinect for a lot of things, it can be useful for a lot. And the biggest problem if you're a game developer is, half the market doesn't have one or whatever.
Right. You gotta,
this way, once you know everyone's got one, you can actually invest in doing something cool with it.
That's the plus of a console, is that you have a one basic platform.
Yeah.
It's easy
so
to
those add-ons
for,
always make things all messy and stuff, and this, it would be better. But we'll see. We don't know what it's going to cost, what's going to come with it. We just know that Microsoft has said, this is like the first, the overview, set the stage thing, and then all the really big game announcements and exclusives
E3.
Are E3.
Yep.
So.
I'm excited for sure. Console war. It's been too long for a console war.
Yeah.
I know. It's going to be
totally
fun.
Sony's better.
I think
totally
at E3, we're going to do a PlayStation 4 Xbox Fusion kind of like head-to-head thing and kind of look at stuff, which we haven't been able to do for a while. And, of course, we talked about last episode, Wii U, I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere near the competition.
Yeah.
No, that's
it's just doing something.
It's like
they're going to be screwed.
They're the concession stands.
I just don't think they will be screwed, though. They just don't care, and as long as they're making money.
So Nintendo will make money.
Yeah.
Like, they could make money off of a very small number of consoles.
Yep.
But nobody else's – EA doesn't have any games in development for it. Not even Madden. There are zero Wii U games in development.
The NBA, for some reason. 2K did an NBA game for Wii U, though.
Yeah.
It came out for that.
But it's, and they're so far from the power of, the PlayStation 4 and probably the Xbox stuff that you can't do an easy conversion for games. It's going to be...
I'm wondering, though.
In a couple of years, they're like on the tail end of the Wii cycle, but at the beginning of the Wii U cycle.
They need some awesome exclusives that take super awesome advantage of that screen.
Yeah, I mean, they'll do that with Mario Kart, and they'll do that with, Zelda and
Smash Brothers.
Yeah. But then, that's two games a year from Nintendo that'll be really awesome, and then everything else will be, not as good as the other guys, whatever.
Without getting too big of a discussion, I really do think it's that symbol. Back in the day, we used to, I had a Nintendo and a Genesis and a TurboGrafx or whatever. I had a lot of stuff. But I had Nintendo because I wanted to play Super Mario Brothers. And then I had my Genesis because I wanted to play Sonic and Golden Axe or whatever. And that's just it. I didn't think that my Genesis was better than my Nintendo. I didn't give a
video games.
I didn't give a... But they were just video games.
If you're a gamer, you got to have both. There's
enough
exclusives that you got to have, a couple of consoles.
So I think that this is... And now I'm talking from experience. I have the Wii U.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's playing the dance stuff on it, which, there'll be dance stuff on Kinect, but it'll be different. And she likes that particular game with those particular songs. By the way, we have Psy, what's it called?
Gangnam Style
came on that Just Dance one. And then, I'm playing Lego City, and I don't need better graphics for Lego City. They're Legos.
Right.
I'm having a great time.
I hate to sound cliche, but it's the perfect casual platform.
I know, right?
For casual gamers.
But the question is, are they going to have enough casual games on the other thing? I mean, the truth is a lot of people do just buy one console system, the people who aren't the core gamers.
Right.
And after the PlayStation and Xbox are available, how many people are going to go? You and I, who are 30-something, go look at Mario Kart and Smash Brothers and stuff like that. We remember growing up with those kind of games, and we can't wait for those. But the youth of today grew up on Call of Duty.
That's true.
And they want to know where the next Call of Duty is going to be exclusive, and it's not going to be on the Wii U.
Yeah.
They grew up playing that mature game they're not supposed to play.
They want to go teabag some people, and you can't do that on the Wii U.
Yeah. You can. It just looks weird.
It's just
funny.
It's too family-friendly.
Yeah.
It's not satisfying.
So, yeah.
That's a whole discussion, but we should have it tonight. But,
I don't think Nintendo is long for this world. And then they're really...
I don't think that's right.
Well, I don't mean they're going to go out of business, but I mean they're going to
think of something else.
they're going to have a hard time selling consoles, and then they might end up pulling a Sega and go, we should be a software company that just does all our unique software.
I think they would too much respect
Mario
to do that, though.
With the Xbox controller.
Yeah, Iwata and all those guys would just, I think they would rather like do Harry Caray first. And like then actually like
forget the whole thing.
Yeah, be like, no,
we're
just doing
even
software.
The portable stuff is, it's, you know, the sales are starting to flatten off and it's getting really hard to compete with mobile. You know, it's really
maybe they
tough.
Do a mobile play, maybe do some sort of a phone. Nintendo
Whoa.
Phone.
Whoa.
Yeah,
you heard
they
it
would
here
make
first.
It
speaks to you at Mario Voice.
Wait, can we put, have that be the title?
Yes. Exclusive,
exclusive.
Nintendo phone.
Xbox information
Nintendo
and Nintendo
smartphone.
Phone. Nintendo smartphone. You, I'm just saying you heard it here first.
Yeah.
You probably did.
Yes.
Probably last,
probably,
too.
Yeah.
And last.
Because no one will
it's
ever
me. See. It's your phone.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We could do that on any phone, though.
All right, we're done. I think that's it. We should end
enough,
that.
Enough exclusives for the
we
day.
Were, yeah, I'm all exclusive doubt.
Okay, so you should email us because we do answer your emails, as you heard last episode.
Yes.
And then Kuchilova, I'm sorry, the Cooch, you were saying that we got a tweet about us responding to
and,
an
yeah,
email.
I totally responded to him back because I totally agreed with him. I'll even list his name out here if you want. Let's see.
We'll do his Twitter handle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. It's at CEREBRALABSTRAC. I thought it was going to be easier to say.
Celebration or something?
Whoa. It's like celebrastric. Okay. But anyway, shout out to you for enjoying the podcast. Hope you keep doing that. But then he said that the fact that we abetted some guy who wanted to stalk his girlfriend was creepy. And I said, yup.
Yep. Yeah.
Wait, that was your response?
No, I said something nice. I'm like, hey, thanks for listening. I think we were just excited to get our email.
And then you were like, yep.
It's just,
but yes.
Yeah. It was bad advice, but like on purpose.
Yeah.
I think we had some good advice. It was nuggets of good advice.
I think the tail
in
end.
In comedy.
The tail end was a good advice. I think we had some good advice on the tail end.
You can't take anything we say seriously, is what the.
Except,
especially those exclusives?
Except the exclusives you can take seriously.
Yeah. Oh, take
that Nintendo phone and Xbox Fusion.
You better start investing in Nintendo.
Twitter's Chase Across.
Yes.
What's your Twitter?
JasonCross00.
Alex Kuchilova.
At the Brown Coat 88.
Or, but you should change it to at the Cooch.
At the Cooch.
You got to get that if you don't
I
have
know.
It.
I'm going to check it out.
Check it out. And I'm Onawa, O-N-A-W-A. Info at, entertainment at techhive.com.
Entertainment at techhive.com.
Email we'll answer.
You might be on the air.
Yeah. Look, we mentioned everybody. We love all of our fans.
Yep.
You just got to make yourself known.
Okay. Bye.
Love you. Goodbye.